from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Got the full crew back. Mm-hmm. Cakes is back. Bish Bucks here. EB here. I'm John Paul Flame. Time now to hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes, you know Eric-Bickle-3. You know
that is your Venmo.
What
yes.
is that? That's my
That's
Venmo?
Your Venmo account, yes.
This is from Brian.
That tells me that your Venmo account just got $5 more swole.
No, it actually got $7.90. You're away, Cakes. Oh. It was congrats on your 79.
Okay.
More golf talk, please. For this money, please ask Lurch, when is he rescheduling our round at Riverbend with Scott McBrien and Yak? Thanks. There you go.
Who's that?
This is from Brian, your buddy Brian.
What's Brian's last name?
I'll tell you during a break. Right. I don't know if he wants it.
That's the lead on Hit the Skins?
Yes. Yes.
All right, we'll have to do that.
Interesting.
I haven't talked to Scotty Mac in a while, but we'll do that. 100%.
All right. Okay, so, you know.
And Yak.
We could talk
who's
about.
Who's the better player of the two?
Scott McBrien's like a 3.
I would have guessed Scott McBrien, Yak, too. Yak, no offense,
I think Yak's,
to Yak.
Yak's around a 10.
Right.
Okay. Pretty good.
But I've seen Yak shoot high 70s, and I.
My current index 10.2. Just for you, like people that like golf talk. 21 rounds so far, low 79, high 90, average 85.
I saw that degenerate Yak and his wife out at MGM. I believe his wife cashed in my event.
He was talking about
they
that.
They are degens.
They're big time poker players.
They are degens. And I love them. Cindy. For it.
We could get into the game. We've already done some of that, but let's do some just sort of larger issues.
The couple macro things. Issues.
Yes. First of all, they're going to redo the Sean Taylor thing.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
They announced that over the weekend.
Easiest move ever. Yeah.
Literally.
Without saying.
That thing is a 10-cent mannequin.
They can send those coat hangers back.
One of the most embarrassing moments.
They called it an installation, right? The Sean Taylor installation.
Can we?
They're uninstalling the installation.
Can we talk about what we know about that?
I'm guessing this is from the dinner with Jason Wright.
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Just talk about it. Just.
All right.
Go ahead.
Drab, do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're about to say.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know who was in charge of that project? Do you know who was in charge of that project?
In charge of the Sean Taylor installation.
Whoever was.
This is reportedly.
Okay.
Well, I know now they're going to get the family involved, right?
Allegedly, huh?
Now they're going to get the family involved. Right. That's kind of the next step.
I believe this to be true. If I'm wrong, sorry.
Okay.
I believe this to be true, that Ron's kid was in charge of that whole thing.
Oh, old Nepo baby in charge.
I believe
allegedly.
That's to be true.
Ron Rivera's
Someone
son?
Told me that. I don't know if it's daughter, son, but the family was involved in that. Because you know how,
Didn't he have a son that was on the coaching staff?
Listen.
Couldn't have been him, right?
I was told by somebody, I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I was told by somebody that somebody in Ron's family was involved in that, sort of in charge of all of that.
Nuh-uh. One of the Riveras messed something up. They did a substandard
Cakes,
job.
I should have asked him that when I saw him at Pebble in the gallery breakfast spot.
I didn't hear this. I didn't hear
regardless,
about that.
Regardless, oh, yeah, it's meaningless. I might even be wrong. Okay? That's what I was told.
Any opportunity
whatever
to pile on Ron,
whatever
it was,
whatever it was it.
I didn't verify it, but I was told it by somebody that I believe. But whatever.
Whatever it was embarrassing.
Not a journalist. It was embarrassing.
Very.
And they're going to rectify it. Okay?
Yeah. Is there a timetable on that?
No. But there is a timetable on the new stadium.
Hey, Josh, can you share a little bit of the decision to remove the Sean Taylor Memorial and commission a new statue to be built in the future?
Yeah, I think that honoring our alumni and obviously Washington football, the glory of Washington football, three Super Bowls, we have a lot. But Sean Taylor is particularly important for obvious reasons. And I wanted to make sure that he had a first-class memorial, first-class exhibit. And so we've been working closely with the Taylor family and came to the decision jointly that it was probably time to look for something new. And we'll be considering that over the next season with the family.
Yeah, it's Josh Harris' follow-up. That installation, it was a big steaming pile, and it's no longer going to be in our stadium.
I mean, it really
been refurbished, by the way.
It really is cheap, just like plasticky.
It's horrible.
Brutal.
It's a piece of garbage, and they can't get rid of it fast enough.
Right. So we were at my house. We have a bunch of people spending a few nights with us when Cornell's in town mm-hmm. in a couple weeks. Got some parents staying with us. So my wife is doing the inevitable. We got to get rid of stuff.
Okay.
So we're just getting rid of stuff.
Decluttering.
That Sean Taylor installation would go in the dumpster with all the other stuff that I'm sending to the dumpster. Yeah.
I wouldn't even send it
to Goodwill. I would take it right to the dumpster.
Is it just going to get incinerated? Like, it's a weird, like...
Maybe they'll
collector. It's like a weird, like, cult collector item. For, like, a super commander's mark.
Maybe somebody would want it in their suite or something.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
You know? I don't know.
They should just put it on eBay and just donate whatever money to a charity and see what it fetches.
Uh-huh. EB, right. I'm going to lend some credence to your theory.
All right, thank you.
Just that Chris Rivera...
Not a theory, several people... I mean, whatever.
His job title was Senior Manager Special Projects. That seems like it would be a special project.
All right, yeah.
I was told that's who was in charge of it.
Okay.
But...
You know what? I believe you and your source.
Thank you.
Even though I don't know who your source is, but I believe you.
Thank you.
I mean, it was a horrible job, but what if there was just a budget and that's the best they could do with the budget?
I'm sure there was.
What was the budget? $15?
Yeah. I don't know how much it costs. Maybe that's what Snyder said. Here's your budget.
They got
$2,000.
They literally looked like they got some coat hangers.
Put it right
and
in front of the porta potties.
And they had like some artist sculpt it with coat hangers.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Now, his daughter, man, talk about nepotism. It looks like she was the senior producer of social media for the Commanders. Right. At least there's somebody named Courtney Rivera. I'm guessing that's his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look.
Because she was
in a powerful position.
Shockingly, with the Carolina Panthers
before. If you're in
a
position to give your kids high paying, cushy jobs,
yeah, we should all be so lucky.
You're probably going to do it. Right? He was in charge of everything.
Right.
Including hiring.
Tidbits here, and then we'll get into the name stuff a little bit. I know it's important. Harris said 2030, reasonable target for the new Commander Stadium case.
Yeah.
So we talked about that last week. It feels like that's a lot further away maybe than you had anticipated. But honestly, we're almost at 2025. It ain't that far away.
They haven't even picked a site at this point.
I don't think 5 years is that far away.
I think 2030 might be an aggressive
That might number. Be might be early because they don't even have an effing site right now, let alone a...
How firm is that people throw out the 2030 date for when you want it open? How firm is that in terms of when you, you know...
Yeah, it's a target. I think it's a realistic target. I mean, I wouldn't say that, again, like there's... you know, a lot, there's political things that need to occur. There's land zoning, a whole lot of other things. A lot of it is not within our control. So there's no way to predict a specific date, but I think that's a reasonable target.
Right, exactly.
It's reasonable. It's a target. It could be 2032.
Now, the bigger issue that made more waves is, and I know that Valdez has some audio of this, is the whole team name thing. I know I've got a few listeners here.
This is Matt Valdez.
That are insistent that they're just waiting for the right time to bring back the name. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it would be wonderful. I think there's nothing wrong with the name, but the problem is with the advertiser pressure. It just takes one boycott and, you know, you're back in, you know, doo-doo city. So I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, that's
and
not
Josh
happening.
Reiterated some of that.
And you've made it pretty clear throughout that the name's not a priority right now. Is there any research that you have being done to see if the name is resonating with fans more than it was initially, or is that something that matters to you at all if it is growing in popularity?
It does matter. I just think that, and certainly, like we've been very clear, we can't, for obvious reasons, the old name can't come back. But right now, we're focused on things that unify the team around our football team, right? And unify the city around our football team. And so, the first objective is we got to start winning football games. And we need everyone supporting the team and not things that might, drive people apart. Secondly, obviously, we're trying to find a new home. And again, unifying the city around that is important. And so, the name is one of those things that like a lot of opinions. But, I mean, I can't say, I've certainly not forgotten. I mean, like I said, I grew up here, okay? So I understand it. And, we brought back, we're going to start to do things that bring us back to our heritage, honoring our past. The gold, you saw the gold pants. Those are easy things to do. So we are doing research and we're thinking about it. But, like, right now we're prioritizing the things that we've talked about. And that's kind of the rationale for it.
Didn't Bruce Allen get mocked all the time for just bringing back the gold pants? He's the king of the gold pants.
Yeah, I mean, it's silly, but
people
they
killed me all for that.
They're kind of in a difficult bind, I guess. For me, it's all the same sort of. Listen, the name's brutal. I wish they had never changed it, but it's not like I disassociate Riggins and Theismann and those guys with this team. They're still burgundy and gold, even though my wife last night said they look like the freaking Steelers, and she wasn't wrong.
A lot of hate for those black uniforms. I don't think this will shock you.
You like them.
I kind of like them.
Well, you're a Raiders guy.
I've been a Raiders guy.
I think in theory, black uniforms might work.
Yeah.
These look like the Steelers.
It's black.
Yeah, like pretty similar.
Steelers have a pretty good look. If you're going to...
Okay, but it's not the Steelers. We're not the Steelers. We're the freaking...
Understood.
Skins.
I personally...
Can't say commit.
I don't hate the black unis. I don't hate them.
All right. Either way, they're trying... They feel some sort of... Because we've talked to Jason about this multiple times. They're definitely the organization, I think, feels some sort of... That there is some sort of disconnect between the old, the Redskin heritage or something. And you can see they try to throw the logo up places. They're trying to do stuff to I don't think it's that big an issue. I think every Skins fan I know knows Doug Williams. I mean, that's part of this organization. The name stinks.
And a lot
no
of them,
doubt about it.
And a lot of those people still call them the Skins.
Yeah. I just try to, if the one person on earth is offended by Redskins, I just say Skins.
Well, let me just say this. Thank God, as they were doing the tour and showing the refurbishing of the artist formerly known as FedEx Field, they're taking you through the hallways. And thankfully, thank you, Josh Harris and company, when they have the old, photos of the Fun Bunch high-fiving or whatever, they still have the Redskins logo on the side of the helmet.
Yeah, did they say at one point they were blurring it out?
They're not obscuring history like they are in other spots. On Twitter.
Yeah, it's insanity. Internet,
which is insane. Which they show, sometimes they'll show old Super Bowl highlights and you can't see the helmet. They blur out the helmet. Thank you, Josh Harris, for doing that.
All right, he also
being such a maniac.
He also talked about the search for a new team. You don't have that? I thought you had that audio. Oh, okay. So, you know, we had dinner with Jason Wright. We talked about that a few weeks ago. And Jason's publicly said he's going to work throughout the season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Jason just thinks it's a good time to kind of step away and move on. They're going to obviously want to replace him. I know that, you know, some people they feel sort of way maybe about Jason. I will say this. If what he's telling us is accurate, and I have no reason to believe it's not, he's grown the ticket base tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell you what it's at, but the number he told us that it was at when he took over is shocking. Shocking how low the season ticket base was when he took over.
Right.
And at the end of the
day. And how much it's grown.
And at the end of the day, that's really what his job was. Grow that ticket base. Grow that suite revenue.
Right.
And, you know, I think he feels very good about where they are with that. So,
saw some of the pictures of the Tunnel Club.
Yes.
$15,000 to pay for that.
It's pricey. That's a pricey ask. And that's on top of you already have to have a suite and or season tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not all inclusive. That's just an add-on
bonus. Guys that are
super
loaded, though, they don't care.
Oh,
it's business, I don't even know if it's a tax write-off. It probably is.
And then I retweeted the prices of what they're charging.
Yeah. Go through that for people that didn't see that.
Spike seltzer / lemonade.
All right. So basically like a Surfside, essentially. But
yep.
Surfside's not a seltzer, right. Just to be clear.
No bubbles.
But anyway.
$18.49.
Oh, my God.
A large premium beer. Now, I'm told this is a 24-ouncer,
premium beer,
so it's like
two. Heineken?
Sure. I don't know. But a large premium beer goes for $17.49.
All right, so that's two.
So what are they, 24 ounces?
I mean, it's pricey, but it's not.
I get bitter, but go ahead.
A regular craft beer, $16.99. Then a large domestic beer, like a Bud Light, $16.49. A premium canned cocktail, $15.49. A Gatorade bottle.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. I have not.
$7.
$7.99.
Well, I almost tweeted this, but I didn't want to get into it with people.
Yeah.
I bought a Gatorade at Shell. It was $3.80, and my head exploded.
Hold on, was it a bit? Was it at least like the 24-ouncer or 32?
It was 28 ounces, not 32, 28.
28, all right.
Okay, basically three gulps, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's not great.
Listen. I was paying
big gulps.
I was paying $10 at the convention center for one. And
but it gets you better when you can go into Giant or Safeway, and they have them on special for like $3 for $5.
Well,
like then it gets you better.
It does, but you got to get them on special because the prices of everything are just going up.
You literally have to go into a Commander game, tailgate for a couple hours, right? And then tell yourself, I'm going to buy one drink.
Well, you're going to get a bottle of soda because it's $6.99 or a bottle of water is $5.99.
I don't know. You just said one drink.
Maybe it's too late for them to do anything about this upcoming season. I wouldn't be stunned if Harris and company follow the Arthur Blank blueprint of what they did in Atlanta and really just try to win fans back. And
I would be stunned. Because
I wouldn't be stunned.
This would be the time to do it, Cakes. What are they waiting for?
Could have done
maybe,
it.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
here's
this is where Harris looks at this is where we're going to make a bunch of money.
Think about this. We talked about with people, they want to recoup some of that $6 billion that they put in.
That's a lot. It's a big investment.
They didn't buy this team for, you know, a billion.
Right.
A billion's outrageous. It's like $6
billion. Mm-hmm.
Right?
He probably did that when he bought the Sixers and the Devils.
Yeah.
Probably started jacking prices.
They're not really in the business of just giving away money and not seeing a return on their investment.
Yeah. Here's how they're going to get the return.
Yeah.
When they start winning games.
Right, in the stadium.
Start winning games. If Jaden lives up to the hype, then people will happily pay $6 for a bottle of water if that's what they want.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Won't be an issue.
Cakes, I had a fantasy draft last night, and you always wait for the last draft pick to take your team defense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very last team on the draft board, the Commanders.
Woof.
Hold on. Every other team defense was taken? Are you in a 30-team league? What's happening?
They were the last. They were the lowest ranked team.
Oh, lowest ranked.
Yes. Of all. They were the lowest ranked team defense on the fantasy draft
board. Oh, you mean they weren't selected, though?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
No, of course not. They were the lowest ranked.
Yeah, well, they were dead last year.
Yeah. Who picked them?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but you think, all right, well, we add some players. Right. You know, you added some linebackers. You had a couple defensive linemen. They were still the lowest ranked team defense.
Can't fix it all in one offseason.
800-636-1067 is the number. We will talk more Commanders with Nikki Javala from the Washington Post coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.